Hello and welcome to Go With The Heat. I'm Dominic.
And I'm John.
I'm Melissa.
This is your cultural guide to the phenomenon that was Miami Vice. And I hate to say it, but we're not having a full episode this week. We're really, really sorry that we're not having a full episode this week. We got a lot of stuff going on. We just couldn't make the schedule work out. And it's just that time of year where things get a little wonky sometimes, especially John, you are actively being buried in snow.
Yeah, I think I'm snowed in. I don't think there's any way I can get my little weenie car out of my driveway right now. Oh, and for you people that get snow a lot, people in Washington react to snow much differently. You would think we never get snow. Because just the first little sign of snow and people just lose their minds. They start abandoning their cars in the roadway. You'd think that we never got snow, but every year we get one snowstorm that just shuts everything down. So I am staying home for the next few days.
Yeah, I do not blame you. Meanwhile, here in Phoenix is going to be 80 degrees.
Yes, 80 in the wintertime. Yep, that's us.
So
we did send you some snowballs.
We need something.
So we didn't want to leave you high and dry this week. So we're going to do just a very, very abbreviated episode. And it's not about an episode of Miami Vice. What we want to spend a few minutes of is now that we're 8 episodes into the second season, we want to spend just a couple minutes talking about how we think Miami Vice is a show has undergone a change, and it's a change that's good, but I can also see why a big change with Dick Wolf becoming the showrunner in season 3 needed to happen. I think that, and we'll go around here and kind of talk about that, Miami Vice has found a style. There's now an official quote-unquote Miami Vice style to an episode. And it's something that didn't happen in the first season. We kind of jumped around. There was all kinds of different stories happening, some silly, some really high tension, some travel. But we've really hit a specific method that Miami Vice does episodes now.
Yeah, you know, I think that watching season 2, that they really hit the wheelhouse, that in season 1, they were really kind of throwing stuff out there, trying to see what kind of stuck, you know, trying to be silly at times, trying to do different things. I think it was, if I to like compare it to something, it'd be like a comedian that goes to like an open mic to try out jokes. That was mm-hmm. the first season, you know, and then the second season is he has his routine. He knows what people expect when they come to his show at that point.
And Melissa, I think you can see it more than we do. And I think we're just starting to see it. It's like now there's like those moments, those freeze frames right before commercial is supposed to happen. And the episode ends on a freeze frame all the time now.
Yeah, exactly. And that's going to be, like, as the show progresses, it becomes more and more where you will be frustrated because the episode will end on a freeze frame. And you're like, but I want to know the end of it. It's like, nope, we cut that short. You're not going to get to know that. So, yeah, that's definitely going to be like, and that was a thing in the 80s. So in their defense, that was a thing. I know we talked about it a couple episodes ago, how they're making a movie about Chips. Every episode of Chips ended that way, you know, mid laugh. You know, and like high fiving and stuff, but yeah, like that.
Speaking of which, bringing up that conversation, I saw an ad today for Baywatch, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, and it's starring The Rock. And once again, Baywatch was not a comedy.
Yeah, but I think they felt like this one, it has to be tongue in cheek. It's got to be to bring it back because everyone knew like Baywatch was a terrible show, right? That's the joke about it.
It was a terrible show, but they were very serious about being lifeguards.
Which is stupid, right?
Like, it was run very much like a soap opera, you know?
Yeah, I know. I watched it.
All watched it. I mean, I didn't watch it with sound, but I did watch it.
Well, this is NBC is undergoing a huge transformation at this point too. Miami Vice is king of TV right now, right? But then they've also started, like, Golden Girls is on the mm-hmm. air now. So, and Michael, or I'm trying blanking on his first name, Brandon Tartikoff. He was the executive of NBC at the time. He's credited for turning NBC around. So, and he was a showrunner for a while on Miami Vice.
Yeah, it was like the golden age.
He used to be in the microwave division.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the golden age of NBC, right? So you've got Golden Girls, you've got obviously Miami Vice, and you've got Cheers, Night Court, all those shows that were mm-hmm. on at the same time.
Night Court being the best one of all of them.
Oh, harsh, John.
Harsh. No, I don't think you want to get started.
Night Court was so awesome.
John Cheers. I mean, Cheers and not, Golden Girls were all on the same night, okay?
How does we're it not get much arguing better than how good Night Court was, but not the best, not better than Cheers.
No.
I
mean,
okay. I will say it's above Golden Girls.
What?
Hey, did you know that Kevin Nealon tried out for the role of the bartender, Ted Danson's role?
Oh, really?
Sam Malone.
Sam Malone.
Sam Malone.
Thank you.
How do you not know that?
I'd probably watch it more if Kevin Nealon played Sam Malone.
Oh, that would never work because he was supposed to be handsome and he's not handsome.
Kevin Nealon. Handsome Ouch. Man. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ouch. But no.
Sorry, bro. Sorry,
you're no Ted Danson, all right? That's what that is. Were you on Three Men and a Baby? No, okay?
But Steve Guttenberg was on Three Men and a Baby.
He's better than that. Sorry, he's better looking than him.
Well, I guess what I wanted to highlight here is that Miami Vice has hit, it seems like it's less experimental and it's more by a script. We do this. These are our characters, so on and so forth. And looking forward to season three, that change of a showrunner from Michael Mann to Dick Wolf may have been necessary. And there's obviously looking back. A lot of people say that's when Miami Vice went downhill, when they changed that, did more stuff that was ripped from the headlines. But I would say that if it stayed this way, the show might start to get boring because you would just become expected of what was going to happen.
Yeah, so, I think it needed the change, but that's me. So
I haven't seen. I mean, obviously, we're watching this for the first time. I wonder, having watched Dick Wolf shows, you know, and knowing the progression of Homicide, Life on the Street to the Law and Orders, that as Dick Wolf moved on, how his cop procedurals went. That's what I'm waiting to see is like, did that start in Vice? Like, is that procedural how he starts to run the show? And one of the things I think of is, as a fan of the show NCIS, that's a Donald Belisarius production. He's the one that created it. He's also the creator of JAG. And that was the show that predated it. That was the show that NCIS was spun out of. And if you watch the JAG and you watch NCIS, you'll see a lot of similarities in the style in which he writes the show. It just makes me wonder, like, are we going to get to Vice in season three and it's going to look like an episode of Law and Order or Homicide, Life on the Street?
Interesting. And I'm with you, John. I'm watching this the first time through. We have our panel expert. You can't dig into that too deep just yet. We still want some surprises as we go.
Yeah, so, I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Well, I could, but it would just spoil everything.
That's my prediction is that it becomes more structured and procedural.
Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Sorry for the really short show, but we still wanted to put something into your feed, talk a little bit about Miami Vice and say we're going to be back next week with our regular episode. We promise. Sorry for the really short episode this week. We hope you'll forgive us. Be sure to subscribe to the show. You can find all the ways to subscribe, all the ways to throw us a comment on our website, gowiththeheat.com. Click on subscribe. You find all the ways. Click on about us. Find all the ways that you can holler at us. You can email us, gowiththeheat@gmail.com. We hope you enjoyed our really short episode for this week. We'll be back next week with a full episode, and we'll catch y'all next time.
Kevin Nealon would have been a better Sam Malone.